Well, well, well. What do we have here? Another human soul just waiting to be cut down by me. They look so peaceful in their sleep, all things considered. Let's see. Their name is... Huh. That's an interesting one. Age, date of birth, date of soon-to-be death. Facts about them, last rites, blah blah blah. I really don't care about any of this stuff. All that matters to me is getting to hear them scream and cry in agony, begging me to spare their miserable, pathetic lives in the end. Oh, how it fills me with joy to see the looks of regret and hopelessness on their faces once they realize that it's the end of the line. Ah, it's what I live for. This job would be nothing without that. Poor, pathetic, worthless humans. The least they can do for me is give me some entertainment before I kill them. But alas, this one has to be sleeping. How annoying. Oh, hang on. They're awake. What? Are you talking to me? Does that mean you can see me right now? Huh. Well, that's never happened before. I mean, I suppose a human as close to death as you could possibly glimpse into my realm, but not this soon. What am I? Huh. I thought that would be obvious, human. I'm Death. I'd say it's nice to meet you, but you're not gonna be here for very much longer, so there's really no point in a proper introduction. Oh, it's exactly as I said. Your time here is coming to an end. Now show me that face. Wallow in your own despair. Accept the truth, and that there's nothing you can do about it. That's all I want from you. So come on. Scream and cry for me. Then at least your death will be enjoyable. And perhaps a little entertaining, too. Why are you looking at me like that? What, are you still confused? Did you not hear what I just said? Thank you for telling you? What the hell? What's the matter with you? You should be terrified right now. Trembling in sadness and despair. I just told you I'm about to end your life. And you don't seem the least bit fazed or upset. Curious? Curious about what? Me. Huh. You're a strange one, I'll give you that. But I already told you who I am. I'm the bringer of darkness, the taker of light. Wherever I go, I leave a trail of fear and destruction in my wake. I am not someone to be taken lightly. Even hearing my name should make you tremble in fear. You should be more than a little bit afraid of me. And yet you're not. Glad to have company? How could you say such a thing? Do you not realize what's about to happen to you? You don't fear death. Does this mean you knew that I was coming for you? How else could you be so calm, cool, and collected about this? In fact, you almost seem happy to see me. You've been lonely. That's one I haven't heard before. Well, though I don't necessarily understand your human emotions, or whatever this is, regardless of how you're feeling, you should at least be a little bit scared. Don't you value your life at all? Of course you do. Then why say such things? I can tell you're not ready. And there's no way that you knew this was coming. You probably thought you had years to live. Besides, it's not like you're dying of some deadly disease or anything like that. Well, technically you are, but you're unaware of it. I'm only aware of it because you're next on my list. But you were supposed to have no idea. At least, not up until the end. But by then it would be too late. You couldn't stop it even if you wanted to. It's all written right here in my book. Down to the very last detail. The exact day and time that you are taken from this world by my hand. So don't pretend like you're okay with this. And don't thank me and smile at me and whatever. It's creepy. Well, of course I'm supposed to be the creepy one. When did humans get so damn complicated? Look, I've heard enough. Now all I want to hear from you is screaming. How can you expect me to cut you down when you're making that face? The face of someone that's at peace. You can't just wake up and look death in the face and smile like that. That's not how this works. Because I said so. Besides, I don't give a damn how miserable your human life is. So you can spare me if you're about to tell me some sob story. The last thing I want to do is listen to a human complain about their life and how excited they'd be to leave this world. Your life sucks, you want to die, blah blah blah. I don't want to hear any of that crap. Especially not from you. Okay, good. Because if you even tried to start that, I would cut you down before you could blink. You're just happy that you get to spend your last moments with me. And not alone. You wouldn't be alone. I mean, technically you're alone right now. But when it happens, you're not by yourself. That's just not how it happens for you, alright? I can't give you any more details than that. I've already said too much. I'm not going to give you an exact day either, or time, so don't bother asking. What's my name? What the hell do you mean? I've already told you. My human name? Do I even have one of those? Before I became this. I was nothing before I was death. How do I know? I just... do. What's this feeling? Shiki? Shiki. That was my name. When I was human. That's funny. I can't believe I forgot about that. Maybe I was human before I was death. But that was a long time ago. Many thousands of years, I think. Don't touch me. I'm fine. It's just... I never really... It's been such a long time, I... Oh, my head hurts. Don't worry about it. My past is none of your damn business, human. Why can't I remember? I'm not entirely sure, actually. Now that you brought it up and I'm trying to think back, most of it is just a blur. Like there's something that should be there, but there's nothing. But hey, don't think you're gonna get out of me cutting you down. Just because of this, stop trying to distract me. I'm still gonna be the one that takes your life. So don't try to get out of it. You're not. Well, good, then I... What are you doing? I didn't give you permission to touch my face. What about my eyes? They look sad. Tch. Yeah, right. Keep your hands to yourself. I'm perfectly fine. I am not sad. Honestly, I love my job. Provided I get the entertainment I desire out of it. But for some reason, you're being stubborn. And you're refusing to cry and beg me for your life. That is something that makes me angry. But to you, I suppose maybe I do look a little sad. It's not like this has ever happened to me before. I've never had a human... happy to be in my company. And also want to have a casual conversation with me on top of that. It's been a very strange night to say the least. But never mind that. Your time has almost come. And I want to cut you down while you're screaming. You thought I said you had more time, and that you wouldn't be alone. Well, guess what? I lied. Now show me how disappointed you are. Give me that face I've been longing to see, as I cut you down with my scythe, and suck the life out of you. Come on, what's the matter with you? Aren't you mad or upset with me that I lied to you? You had mere minutes to live and you didn't even know it. That should be despair enough for you. Hey, let go of my sight. You welcome it? Damn it! Stop that. How do you expect me to cut you down when you're still smiling? Forget it. I'll kill you another day. You lucked out this time. But you can't hold on to that happiness forever. Eventually you're going to cave. And when you do, I'll be right here waiting. Well, of course you get to live a little while longer. But don't push your luck. I'm already going to be in trouble by extending your time another day. I just can't stand to take you out with that pathetic look on your face. The least you could do is cry for me. But you won't even do that. I can't stand to see you looking so at peace with yourself. I hate it. Shut up. I'm leaving. But don't worry. I'll be back when you finally break. Hey, let go of my hood. What the hell do you mean, don't leave yet? I have no reason to stick around. There's plenty of other humans on my list that I need to kill tonight. So don't you worry about that. I'll be back. What's what? Oh, that? It's just a little bit of blood. From the last person I killed. What, are you scared now? Is that all you needed? A better visual of my murderous intent? Do you know how many people I kill a day? And no, I'm not nice about it at all. That's not what thrills me. There's nothing nice about death. It's cruel and unusual punishment at its finest. So don't try to make it something that it's not. And believe me, your death is not a peaceful one. Just glad it's not my blood. Stop being weird. You've already freaked me out enough tonight. And of course it's not mine. I'm immortal. I can't die or be injured. Besides, I'm already dead. There's nothing else that could ever possibly be done to hurt me. I don't have emotions like you do, and I can't feel pain. So drop the sweet and innocent act. You're only pretending to care about me, so I'll show you some more sympathy. But I won't. Now I really should get going. I'm already behind schedule. You don't want me to leave you? Well, that's too bad. Because I'm not staying. Come with me. Ha, don't make me laugh. You're still alive, remember? It wouldn't be that easy for me to carry a human around. Don't worry. We'll have plenty of chances to see each other after your death. Now, if you'll excuse me. Hey! What are you doing, idiot? I just told you I was giving you another day. Why are you trying to climb out the window? You really think offing yourself like that is gonna work? Because it's not. And that sure as hell isn't any way to get my attention. You knew I wouldn't let you jump. How dare you say that? You're an idiot. I gave you extra time, and this is how you choose to use it? You're a disgrace to humanity. Just to test me. Test me for what? I didn't have to stop you just now. I only did because I couldn't believe how idiotic you were being just because you wanted to spend more time with me. What do you mean that's not why? Don't lie to me. I can see right through you. I know everything there is to know about you. From the day you were born up till now. Every mistake you've ever made, every lie you've ever told, every person you've ever crossed. I know all your dirty laundry. So there's nothing you can hide from me. Don't even bother trying. What are you... Don't hug me. What is wrong with you? I already told you. Your time will come sooner than you think. So stop trying to... What the hell? What was that? Why'd you... back off. You're crazy if you think that I would ever have feelings for a human. It doesn't matter if I was human once or not. That's not who I am now. Something about me. Stop talking like that. I can't be with anyone. Not even when you're dead. You're going to a place that I could never follow. I mean... You're going to pass on once I collect your soul. So it's not like you're ever really gonna see me again in the afterlife. I didn't mean it the way it sounded. You're not gonna be with me. You're gonna be where you're supposed to go. I can't tell you that. It's better than here, that's all you need to know. Or where I would take you. Yes, to hell, obviously. But you can't go with me. I don't decide what happens to a soul after I've extracted one. That's up to the angels to decide. I just do their dirty work. Because... they're too pure and righteous to do it themselves. Besides, if their job was to collect souls, then I wouldn't have anything else to do. You're already pushing your luck with me enough as it is. Just enjoy your last day. I'll be back tomorrow. And don't say you'll be thinking of me. Man, you're really getting under my skin. If I could offer you right now, I would. But I already ran out of time. Your moment passed. So there's nothing I can do. And nothing you can do either. So don't try jumping out the window again. It won't kill you. Although you may break a few bones. Regardless, you'll have to wait for me to come back. Yeah, you said that already. But don't seem so happy about it, alright? Next time I see you, you better be wallowing in despair if you really want me to take your life. Whatever. I'll see you around, human. And no more, Mr. Nice Guy. I won't be this kind again. And no more second chances. So maybe call your family and friends. And tell them your last goodbyes. Write a will or something. You owe them that much. Since you already cheated your way out of this tonight. Maybe then you'll have a little more closure. It's more than you deserved, okay? So just do it. Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow. Pathetic human. Can't believe I let them get the best of me like this. Ah, damn it. 5 deaths behind, seriously? I've got to get back to it. Man. What to do with this one? I guess we'll find out another day. If they're ready for me or not. You better enjoy the time you have left. Because I'm coming for you. And next time, you're gonna wish you'd never met me. Human.